High school basketball is on the air.
As a Jake Fowler will put it on the floor and dribble out here in the three-point territory. Fowler looking for penetration. Spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down to the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. It's Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket and scores.
Follow the thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside. Kreitz. He launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it. Gilder hits it. A three-point field goal. And Gilder wins the state championship. Holy smoke.
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
And welcome back to Sandy Creek High School here tonight as we get you set for game number two of our high school basketball doubleheader here tonight involving Sandy Creek and Blue Hill. The Sandy Creek girls winning the first ball game tonight by a score of 59-32. The boys game is up next, and this is the New Tech Seeds pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Blue Hill coming in a record of 7 wins and 5 losses on the season. The Bobcats have caught fire since Christmas. Blue Hill has won 5 out of the last 6 ball games. They won 2 games in the Axtell Holiday Basketball Tournament, beating Eustis Farnham 65-24 and beating Spalding Academy 66-51. And since the first of the year, Blue Hill has knocked off Silver Lake 41-40. Their loss was to Gibbon at 84-61. They beat Red Cloud 57-34, and they beat Franklin by the score of 65-51. So Blue Hill coming in a mark of 7 wins and 5 losses on the season. They are led by Garrett Williams, who is averaging 13.8 points and 9.1 rebounds per game. Also in double figures for Blue Hill is Maverick Busboom. He is averaging 10.5 points and 3.4 rebounds per ballgame. They face the team tonight in the Sandy Creek Cougars. They have a mark of 7 wins and 4 losses on the season. Sandy Creek winning over Wood River in the Sandy Creek Holiday Basketball Tournament 57-44, and then played the Seward JVs and won against the Seward there. They came back with a blowout loss to Adams Central here at home 66-24. And then Sandy Creek winning a couple of ball games since that Adams Central loss as they beat Deschler by the score of 64-44. And they knocked off Superior the other night by the score of 79-49. Sandy Creek right now being led by Mitch Heinrichs. He is averaging 13.9 points per ball game and 4.6 rebounds per game. Chase Merman, who was injured early in the season, he's averaging 15 points per ball game for head coach Matt Schwarzendruber. Also in double figures is a monster guy inside for the Cougars. That's Andrew Kuda. He is averaging 11.8 points and 7.9 rebounds per ball game. So a good matchup here in the boys contest here tonight between Sandy Creek and Blue Hill. Sandy Creek, a team that's averaging 50.2 points per ball game on offense. They rely on their defense, too, to stay in games. They're giving up just 45.4 on the defensive end. Very similar to the numbers for Blue Hill. The Bobcats are averaging 51.3 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 47.5 on the defensive end. Sandy Creek is hitting 41% of their field goal tries this year. Blue Hill, 36%. Sandy Creek hitting 28% from three-point territory. Blue Hill, 26%. Sandy Creek, 56% from the free throw line. Blue Hill is hitting 60% of their charity tosses so far this season. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, high school basketball tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, also online at KLIQFM.com. even on your smartphone here tonight at m.koiqfm.com. Glad you're aboard here tonight. Sandy Creek and Blue Hill, a top area matchup here in boys high school basketball action here tonight. 7-4 Sandy Creek, 7-5 Blue Hill going here tonight. Get to the starting lineups for Blue Hill. First of all, at one of the guard positions is going to be Mitchell Rubelid. Rubelid is a 5'11" sophomore who is averaging 4.8 points and 1.9 rebounds per ball game. Trent Kometscher getting his start tonight, a 5'11" and senior. He is averaging right at 8.5 points per ball game and 6.8 rebounds per game. Maverick Busboom is a 6'1" junior. Busboom is averaging 10.5 points and 3.4 rebounds per game. The guy inside will be Garrett Williams, who is a 6'3" and senior. Williams averaging 13.8 points and 9.1 rebounds per game. And Kyle Manns is a 6'1" and senior. Manns is averaging 5.9 points and 3.1 rebounds per game. For Sandy Creek, Brady Shipley, a 5'9" junior, averaging 2 points and 1 rebound per game. Mitch Heinrichs, a 6'2" junior, averaging 13.9 points and 4.6 rebounds per game. Andrew Kuda, 6'2" junior, averaging 11.7 rebounds per game. Anthony Grazer, a 5'11" junior, averaging 4.2 rebounds per game. And Jared Taylor, a 6-foot senior, he's averaging 6 points and 8 rebounds per ball game. You've been listening to the pregame show tonight, brought to you by New Tech Seeds, your yield leader. Ball is in the air, and this ball game is underway. Boys high school basketball here tonight, following the Sandy Creek win in the opener in the girls' contest, 59-32. Blue Hill has got the opening tap here, and they'll control it in the offensive zone. They'll shoot to our basket to our far end as we view it from behind the Sandy Creek basket here tonight. On the right side is going to be Kyle Manns. Goes down in the corner to Rubelid now. His pass into the lane is going to be overthrown. It's going to be intercepted. Turnover there on Blue Hill as the Cougars come back the other way. Having problems with it is Grazer. He gets the pass away. Now the scramble is on. It's picked up by Blue Hill running back the other way. Driving for the hole. The shot is up there. No good by Busboom. Tip try is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. The ball tipped loose. Picked up in the lane. There's a shot taken there by Busboom. His shot no good. And the ball tipped out here. Sandy Creek has got it running back the other way. Grazer, his layup is going to be missed. No good. Kyle Manns gets the rebound. So Wild and Woolley here in the first 60 seconds of this ball game, and now the Bobcats will slow things down a little bit. Rubelit has got the ball in the three-point territory. Goes to Kyle Manns. Goes down in the corner on the left side as they get it down to a co-matcher. They work it back around to the wing on the right side. That's going to be Rubelit with the ball. Entry pass. They get it into the free throw area to a co-matcher. He kicks it out here. It's going to be lost. That's going to be picked up by Sandy Creek coming back the other way. That's Heinrichs with the ball. Three turnovers already on Blue Hill. We're about 90 seconds into the ball game. And now it's going to be Sandy Creek setting things up offensively. Shipley has got the ball. Comes to Mitch Heinrichs. Now to Jared Taylor as he pounded down low on the right side to Heinrichs. Twisting and turning. His shot is up there and in, and he's fouled into play. Mitch Heinrichs scoring there for Sandy Creek. And now he'll go to the free throw line to Cougars out on top by a score of 2-0. First field goal of the ball game. Heinrichs will go to the stripe now for Sandy Creek. 67% foul shooter. Personal foul is whistled on Mitchell Rubelid for Blue Hill. Heinrichs to the free throw line. Shot is up there and the shot good. So a three-point play to get things started for Sandy Creek. And the Cougars go out on top here in this ball game. Blue Hill comes back the other way. This is going to be Mitchell Rubelid with the ball. Gets away. Goes on a high post. Not looking for the ball. There was a Garrett Williams, but he picks it back up. Now to Kometscher on the right side. Gets it into a Garrett Williams again. Back down in the corner to a Kometscher as he brings it out to a Rubelid. They work the right side of the lane here. That's Busboom with the ball. Back inside, that's a Garrett Williams. Williams down on the baseline. They get it to Kometscher. Back inside to Williams. His shot from 10 is going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Kyle Manns. Manns has got it now for Blue Hill out to Rubelid out here near the midcourt stripe there. Picked up by Grazer of Sandy Creek. Near sideline, they get it to Manns. They try to pound it inside. Now they get it back out to Manns. Free throw line extended right side out to Rubelid as he drives it down the left side of the lane. Leaves it down on the baseline there as Blue Hill working against his man-to-man defense. That's a Kometscher with the ball. Kometscher now to Kyle Manns. They work it in the lane there. That's a Garrett Williams down on the baseline to Busboom. His pass in the lane is going to be deflected. The ball brought out of there by Sandy Creek. The second straight turnover on the Blue Hill. Sandy Creek coming back the other way. Here's Heinrichs driving for the hole, and he's going to be fouled again. Garrett Williams is going to be guilty of the personal foul here for Blue Hill. That's going to be his first foul, team foul number one on the Bobcats. And going to the free throw line now for Sandy Creek is going to be Heinrichs again. He had a three-point play just a few seconds ago. Now Heinrichs will go back to the line here. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Joe Hubble, the head coach for Blue Hill, now jawing with one of the officials here on the near sideline. Next shot is up there by Heinrichs is good. So Mitch Heinrichs leading in this ball game 5-0. He scored all 5 points here for the Cougars. Pressure here in backcourt. Getting away with the ball is going to be Rublin. He comes into the forecourt. Now we got another two to the whistle, and a foul is going to be called. A foul going to be called here on Brady Shipley of Sandy Creek. That's going to be his first. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on the Breeze. We're at Sandy Creek High School. The Cougars out on top of Blue Hill by a score of 5-0. 3 minutes into the contest, driving toward the goal. A shot is up and in. That's Kyle Manns. He got the ball and banks one home from the left side of the lane. 5-2 the score now. Sandy Creek with a lead. Here's Brady Shipley with the ball for the Cougars. Comes to Mitch Heinrichs out here in 3 point territory. That's Andrew Kuda with the ball. Kuda now to Grazer over in the wing. Now to Kuda again. Long range jumper put up there from 15. No good. And the rebound comes down to Bus Boom for the Blue Hill Bobcats. They get it into the forecourt to Kometcher. Drives it into the lane. Now throws it over on the left wing. A shot is up there and in. That's Garrett Williams scoring there for Blue Hill. He's averaging 13.8 points per ball game, and the Bobcats are back to within one. 5-4 is the score. Heinrichs to the ball, comes out to Anthony Grazer, gives it back down to Heinrichs. Blue Hill in their man-to-man defense here. That's a Mitch Heinrichs to the ball, runs the offense, goes over in the wing to Shipley. Outside now to Grazer, but drop it down low to Jared Taylor, and he's going to be fouled in the play. So Jared Taylor fouled in the play as he's hammered right underneath the goal there by the Bobcats, and now Jared Taylor goes to the free throw line. Personal foul whistle on Garrett Williams. That's two fouls already on Williams here in this first quarter. We're not yet halfway through. 4:12 remaining here in the first. Shot by Taylor at the line is going to be up and in. That's four free throws already in this first quarter by Sandy Creek. They're 4-for-4 from the line. Jared Taylor gets into the scorebook here. Williams is going to have to come out now with a couple of quick personal fouls. And Cody Golter comes into the ball game now for Blue Hill. Here comes the next shot by Jared Taylor. It's in the air, and the shot is good. So Sandy Creek is hit on five free throws. They've got that one field goal by Mitch Heinrichs, and the Cougars are out to a 7-4 lead here. Here's a Rublin with the ball as Blue Hill will try to attack down this man-to-man defense. That's going to be Kometcher with the ball. Kometcher gets it out here in the three-point territory to a Rublin. As he drives it, now toward the goal is running. One-hander is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up there and in. Maverick Busboom grabbing the offensive board and the putback. That's his first field goal. 7-6. Here comes Sandy Creek back in a traveling violation. Anthony Grazer. Boy, he was streaking back the other way. He stops just to the right of the basket there. Couldn't put on the brakes fast enough, and he's called for the traveling violation. That's two turnovers now in Sandy Creek. Now the Cougars will apply some pressure back here. 7-6. Sandy Creek with a one-point lead. Rublin with the ball now for Blue Hill. Drives it down the lane. His shot's going to be too strong. Gets his own rebound, goes back up, shoots and scores. Ball being tapped around, and it ends up in Rublin's hands, and he puts it back down through the hole there for Blue Hill. And now the Bobcats have an 8-7 advantage here over Sandy Creek. Here's Grazer with the ball on the wing on the left side. Comes out to Shipley. Shipley now to Mitch Heinrichs over here on the right wing. Bounce pass goes inside, grabbing and shooting and scoring is Andrew Kuda. Kuda is a monster inside for Sandy Creek, averaging 11.8 points per ball game. Andrew Kuda grabs the ball and scores. 9-8 to score now. Sandy Creek has got the lead. 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Rublin has got the ball. It's a free throw line down to Golter. Golter moves it over to Kometcher. He angles toward the basket, and a foul is going to be called. A foul called here on Sandy Creek at the 2:55 mark. That's going to be the second personal foul in the Cougars. It goes on Peschick, who just checked in there. Brett Peschick picks up his first. Second teamer on the Cougars. Non-shooting situation, so Blue Hill will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket as they get it over to a Bus Boom in the corner. Now to a Shane Feynman, who's into the ball game. Feynman fakes, now drives it down the lane to the goal. He goes. The shot's going to be up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot. No good by Kometcher, and a foul called. Trevor Kometcher into the ball game now for Blue Hill. That offensive board, he couldn't convert. Now Trevor goes to the free throw line here for Blue Hill. He's a 68% foul shooter. For the Bobcats, a 5'10" inch senior, as he will toe the mark here. Or Blue Hill at the 2:44 mark, and the shot is up there. It's going to be off the left side. No good. So Trevor Kometcher misses his first free throw attempt. 9-8 is the score. Sandy Creek with a one-point lead here in Boys High School basketball tonight. Next shot by Kometscher is up there and in, so he hits one out of two, and we are tied up at 9 points apiece. Here comes Sandy Creek with the ball. Chase Merman is into the ball game now. Merman is averaging 15 points per ball game. Has been battling injuries all season long. He's played four games for head coach Matt Schwartzendruber so far. There's a bounce pass down to Taylor in the short baseline. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kometscher. Trevor Kometscher with the board there for Blue Hill. Gets it away to Shane Feynman as he hustles into the forecourt for the Bobcats. Entry pass down the right side to Kometscher. He falls down with the ball. It rolls out here. It's picked up by Busboom. He drives inside. His shot's going to be no good. Follow shot up there. No good by Golcher. And a foul is called on the rebound. Personal foul is called here on the rebound. It's going to go, I believe, on Merman. Yep, Chase Merman picks up. No, Andrew Kuda picks up the foul. Kuda picks up his first. Fourth team foul in Sandy Creek. Inbounds pass is swatted back out of bounds. Heinrich gets his hands on the ball over there in the corner. Knocks it out of bounds. So, again, it'll be Blue Hill playing things in. Deep in the corner. Right side of their basket. As they get things in to a Shane Feynman over here. Feynman comes across the top to a Maverick Busboom. Near sideline to Manns. Manns throws it out on top again to Feynman. Sandy Creek in the man-to-man. Graves are right in his face defensively. Feynman moves it out on the baseline to Busboom. Drives, puts up a short jumper. Good. Maverick Busboom scores there for Blue Hill. He's got 4 points in the ball game. The Bobcats have a two-point lead. 11-9 is the score. Here comes Chase Merman back now for Sandy Creek. To Mitch Heinrichs. Jared Taylor, top of the key. Lobs it down low. Shot is up and in. Andrew Kuda again scoring there on the assist from Jared Taylor. We're tied up at 11 points apiece. Here comes Blue Hill back. Kometscher, his long-range jumper is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Jared Taylor. Allen pass goes to the far sideline. Merman has got the ball. Chase hustles into the forecourt now for the Cougars. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Sends it inside again to Kuda. His shot is going to be up there. It's no good. Jared Taylor taps the ball out. It's going to be picked up here by Sandy Creek's Andrew Kuda. Cougars keep it alive. Heinrichs, his shot from inside the free throw circle up and in. Heinrichs hitting a long-range jumper there. He's got 7 points here in the first quarter. Sandy Creek is out on top by a score of 13-11. A minute to play here in the opening quarter. Shane Feynman with the ball now for Blue Hill. Comes over here on the right wing to Kyle Manns. He holds it. There's an entry pass underneath the hole. Shooting is going to be Busboom. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. Cougars running back the other way with the ball is Mitch Heinrichs. Hustles into the forecourt. Stops here on the wing on the left side. Heinrichs bounce pass inside to Jared Taylor. Too far underneath the basket. Sends it out to the free throw line to Grazer. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kuda. Follow shot. No good. And he's fouled in the play. Andrew Kuda all over the place defensively here for Sandy Creek. And offensively as he gets the offensive board there. And he's fouled in the play. And Kuda will go to the free throw line. Hacked on the arm by Trevor Kometscher. That's Kometscher's first. Andrew Kuda to the line. He's got 4 points already in the ball game. Couple of field goals. A 60% foul shooter on the season. As Andrew Kuda looks up there, dips the knees, free throw on the way, shot good. Andrew Kuda will have one more. Sandy Creek is out to a 3-point lead, now 14-11 the score. 33 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Sandy Creek Curls winning in the first contest tonight over Blue Hill by a score of 59-32. Sandy Creek now 10-1. Blue Hill loses their third ball game. They're 11-3 now. Next shot from the free throw line is up and in by Andrew Kuda. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. Sandy Creek has got a 15-11 advantage here. As Rublet is back into the ball game, he dribbles, has problems with the ball, now picks it back up, forces up a shot in the lane. That one won't go. Rebound being tapped around is still loose. Comes to the near sideline. The scramble is on. It is picked up there by Shane Kometscher of Blue Hill. Keeps it alive here for the Bobcats. Now to Mitchell Rublet. And he will set things back up. 10 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Rublet dribbling. Jump pass from the top of the key. Goes down in the corner. That's a Feynman with the ball. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Heinrichs. He launches one from backcourt. Far short. And that's the end of the first quarter of play here tonight in boys high school basketball. 1 quarter in the books. The score after one, Sandy Creek 15, Blue Hill 11. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The AgriMax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you. As an athlete, I know injuries happen quickly. So I've teamed up with the American Association of Orthodontists to ask athletes to play it safe. Wear mouth guards, face masks, and helmets to prevent injuries. Visit braces.org.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We start the second quarter. Sandy Creek with the lead, 15-11. Here's a shot by Kuda. Again, off of the right baseline. No good. The ball tapped out and picked up by the Cougars. 15-11. Sandy Creek has got the lead. Sandy Creek working the ball now. That's Andrew Kuda at the top of the key. Moves it over to a Chase Merman, who's back into the ball game. He hands away out here to a Brady Shipley, who takes it to the left sideline. Entry pass now to a Jarrett Taylor. Taylor moves it back out to a Merman as he hands the ball away out here to a Brady Shipley, top of the key. That's Anthony Grazer with the ball. Out of the top of the circle again to a Chase Merman. Looking inside to block, nothing there. Two-handed pass comes over here to Grazer inside the three-point arc. Bounce pass down low. His shot is up and in. Nice move off of the baseline by Andrew Kuda. He's now got 8 points in the ball game, and Sandy Creek is out on top by six. 17-11. Here's Rublin with the ball now for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Goes to the far sideline to Kyle Manns, who's back into the ball game, to Trent Kometscher. Kometscher holds it out there. Down to a Maverick Busboom between the rings here for the Bobcats. There's a Mitchell Rublin again. Free throw line extended left side. Back out top of the key to Manns. Drives it down the lane. The ball swatted away. And it's going to be out of bounds to the far sideline. And it's going to be Blue Hill basketball. So the Bobcats will play things in off of the far side. Shane Kometscher, or rather Trent Kometscher, will inbound the ball here. And now we're going to have, I think Kometscher stepped over the line over there. Kometscher stepped over the sideline. It's going to be Sandy Creek ball. So a turnover on Blue Hill, and Sandy Creek will come back with the ball in a six-point lead. 17-11 is the score. Here's Chase Merman with it now. He throws the ball out of bounds. Merman trying to take it to the wing on the right side to Brady Shipley. And he threw it wide of the target and out of bounds, the third turnover on the Cougars. Again, Merman coming back from an early season injury. He's played only four games, four out of the 11 for head coach Matt Schwarzendruber. He throws the ball out of bounds here, and on the turnover, Blue Hill will come back the other way, trailing by 6 points in the ballgame. Trent Kometscher moves it down in the baseline. There's an entry pass. It's going to be deflected away, and it's going to be Blue Hill basketball. Getting over there for Sandy Creek was Jared Taylor, knocking the ball out of bounds, so Sandy Creek will stay here on defense. Blue Hill will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Trent Kometscher gets things in on the baseline to Garrett Williams, who's back in the ballgame. His short jumper hits the side of the glass, no good. Ball being swatted around, and Williams picks it up back out here in three-point territory. Comes to a Rublin now, and he'll back things out of there. Picked up by a Brady Shipley as Sandy Creek plays the man-to-man. Rublin driving down the left side of the lane. His off-balance shot is going to be up there. It's no good. Ball is swatted out here. It's going to be picked up again by Williams. Throws it to Kometscher underneath the basket. His shot, no good. He misses another easy one. Now we got a foul and a rebound. Boy, Blue Hill missing a couple of easy shots there in that possession. Then a personal foul is going to be called here on the Bobcats. 9:51 to play here in the second quarter. The foul is going to go on Kometscher, Trent Kometscher. That's his first. So Sandy Creek will come back with the ball with a six-point lead, 17-11. There's a Mitch Heinrichs with a down free throw line extended right side. Goes over to the left side to Merman. His shot is up there and in. Chase Merman throws up a three-pointer there for Sandy Creek. He's averaging 15 points per ball game in the four games that he has played. He gets his first field goal to go down here. It's now 20-11, Sandy Creek. Out on top by 9 points, their biggest lead of the ball game. There's a Rublin with the ball. Rublin comes out on the wing. That's going to be a Kyle Manns who's got it now to a Mitchell Rublin again. Out to the free throw line, driving, throwing up a shot. It's going to be no good. We got a foul called. Personal foul going to be called here on the Sandy Creek. And going to the free throw line is going to be Maverick Busboom. Down to the active shooting here. The personal is going to be whistled on Brady Shipley. That's going to be his second. Team foul number five on the Cougars. Shot from the free throw line up and in by Busboom. He's just a 57% foul shooter. He's 22 out of 38 now from the foul line. Averaging 10.5 points per ball game for Joe Hubble and the Bobcats. Blue Hill's got a couple of guys in double figures. Busboom and Williams. Next shot is up there. It is good by Busboom. He's now got six. And Blue Hill is back to within 7 points at 20-13. As we approach the five-minute mark here in the second quarter from Sandy Creek High School. Mitch Heinrichs with the ball on the wing to Merman. Entry pass. They get it down low to Andrew Kuda. Back out to Jared Taylor at the free throw line. Here's Grazer with the ball. Moves it down to the baseline again to Kuda. Back out to Grazer. He takes it right to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. And the rebound comes down to Blue Hill. Shane Feynman with the ball for the Bobcats as he runs her back the other way. Back into the offensive zone. Comes to Kyle Manns. Kyle Manns out here between the circles again to Feynman. Left side, that's going to be Rubola with the ball. Now right side of the lane. Here's a shot by Williams up and in. Garrett Williams scoring there for Blue Hill. That's his second field goal of the ball game. He's now got 4 points. And now we got a timeout as the Bobcats are within five. Matt Schwarzendruber wants to talk things over for the Cougars. 4 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the second quarter. It's Sandy Creek 20, Blue Hill 15.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has been helping farmers and ranchers of South Central Nebraska for more than 50 years. The Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, Asgrow and DeKalb seeds. The Fairfield Co-op also does custom application, and propane is available. It's the Fairfield Nonstock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, Blue Hill, and Ayer. Serving South Central Nebraska and proudly supporting the Sandy Creek and area athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
SHL hockey coming away tomorrow night here on The Breeze. Waterloo and the Tri-City Storm. 6:45 for the pregame show. 7 o'clock, actually 7:05 for the faceoff at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. 20-15 here at Boys High School basketball. Sandy Creek with a lead over Blue Hill. Here's Mitch Williams off of the other room. Mitch Heinrichs with a short jumper out for the right baseline. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Blue Hill. Maverick Busboom gets the rebound there. Gets away to Feynman as he hustles into the forecourt. Down to Kyle Manns. Manns at the between the circles to Maverick Busboom. Over to Kometscher. They get it down on the baseline. Trap down there. Now the pass to Kometscher underneath the basket. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound's loose. It's picked up by Busboom, and he puts it in. Maverick Busboom picks up the trash and scores. He's got 3 field goals and 6 points. Sandy Creek comes back the other way. Losing control of the ball is Grazer, and it's picked up by Blue Hill. That's the 4th turnover on Sandy Creek in the ball game. Feynman runs back the other way. Offensive charging foul on Feynman as he runs over Heinrichs. Feynman going to be whistled for a charge there. That's going to be his first foul, the 6th turnover on the Bobcats here in the ball game. 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the first half. Sandy Creek out on top of Blue Hill by the score of 20-17. Anthony Grazer has got the ball now for Blue Hill. Gets it back to a Mitch Heinrichs. Heinrichs brings it into the offensive zone for the Cougars. That's Chase Merman with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Now to Andrew Kuda. Top of the key to Heinrichs. Heinrichs can't penetrate. Stops at the top of the arc. Now to Chase Merman. He drives it down the lane. Throws up a shot. No good. Bound for the rebound. Brought down there by Taylor, and the shot is up and in. Jared Taylor grabs the ball for Sandy Creek and puts it back down through the hole. He's got 4 points in the ball game. It's 22-17. 5-point lead down for the Cougars. Bobcats have the ball back the other way. On the wing is going to be Kometscher. Comes out between the circles now. The Kyle Manns. They get it inside to a Williams. He throws it back on the right side. Here's a shot off of the baseline. It's up and in. Trent Kometscher scoring there for Blue Hill. It's now a 22-19 ball game. A 3-point lead for the Cougars. Merman again throws it out here in 3-point territory to Mitch Heinrichs, and he'll set things up. Blue Hill is in a man-to-man defense. Sandy Creek will attack. There's a Jared Taylor. Now we get a whistle underneath the hole here. It's going to be an offensive foul, a push underneath the hole. That's going to go on Merman. That's going to be his first. So Chase Merman is guilty of a foul here. He picks up his first. That's going to be team foul number 6 in the Cougars. Now Merman will come out of the ball game. Coming back in for Sandy Creek, or checking in for the first time in this game, is going to be Scott Hild. 22-19 is the score. Sandy Creek with a lead. Blue Hill can tie here with a 3-point field goal. There's Williams in the lane. His shot is up and in. Garrett Williams scoring there. A short jumper in the paint. He's got 6 points. That's now a 22-21 ball game. Sandy Creek led 15-11 after the first quarter. Cougars have the ball now in their offensive zone. This is going to be Anthony Kuda with it. Izzy drives it to the free throw line, stops right there. There's a pass down on the baseline. As they get it to Heinrichs, this pass over to Jared Taylor is going to be no good. And we got a foul call on the rebound. Heinrichs on the right baseline comes into the lane to a Jared Taylor. Taylor misses a shot, and then he gets hit with a personal foul himself. That's going to be his first, team foul number 7 on Sandy Creek here in the ballgame. And going to the free throw line now for Blue Hill is going to be Garrett Williams. He's got 3 field goals and 6 points here in this ballgame. 67% foul shooter in the season. Here comes Ruba back into the ballgame now for Blue Hill, replacing Shane Feynman. So Garrett Williams in the free throw line, eyes the bucket, lets it fly, shot good. Williams averaging 13.8 points and 9.1 rebounds per ball game. Good looking kid here for Blue Hill. Williams, a 6'3" and senior for the Cats. Next shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Jared Taylor. Taylor has got it for Sandy Creek. 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter. We're tied up now at 22 points apiece after Sandy Creek led early in this ball game. Blue Hill has fought back. Now Sandy Creek with the ball. Scott Hilda's got it. Comes to Jared Taylor, down to Mitch Heinrichs. He drives it toward the baseline. His shot is going to be up there. It's good. And he has fouled in a play. We'll see if it counts. It is. The shot's going to count here for Mitch Heinrichs. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Trevor Kometscher. That's going to be his second. That gives Sandy Creek a 24-22 advantage. As Mitch Heinrichs will go to the line here, he's already got 9 points in the ballgame. Into the contest, Chase Merman now for Sandy Creek. Coming out is going to be Jared Taylor. Also coming in there now for Blue Hill, we're going to see Shane Kometscher coming back, replacing Garrett Williams, who's got a couple of personal fouls here in this first half of play. Mitch Heinrichs to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. 10 points now for Mitch Heinrichs. 25-22. Sandy Creek back out to a 3-point lead. Here's Mitchell Rublin with the ball now for Blue Hill. Dribbles to the free throw line. Gives it away on the left side of the lane to Kometscher. Bounce pass comes out on top to Shane Kometscher. Now to Rublin again. Free throw line extended left side. Rublin dribbling with the ball. Comes out here to Shane Kometscher. Throws it to the near sideline. It's out of bounds. Off of the fingertips of Maverick Busboom. A turnover there on Blue Hill. That's their 7th of the ball game. End of the ball game now for Blue Hill is going to be Charles Himmelberg. Charles Himmelberg into the ball game now for the Bobcats. He is a 5'10" senior. In there for head coach Joe Hubble for Blue Hill. Sandy Creek with the ball back in their offensive zone. Bounce pass goes inside, grabbing the ball as Kuda's shot is up and in. Andrew Kuda breaking loose inside. He's now got 10 points here in the first half. 27-22. Here's Williams at the other end. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Fowler's shot is up there and in, and he's fouling a play. So Trent Kometscher getting the field goal there for Blue Hill, and he's fouled into play here by Merman. That's going to be Merman's 2nd. Merman's going to check out. Here comes Brady Shipley back into the ballgame now for Sandy Creek. Down to the scorer's table will be Shane Kometscher. He will check in now for the Bobcats. 58 seconds to play here in the first half. It's been up and down here in this one. 27-24. Sandy Creek has got the lead. Here's a shot by Kometscher that's up there around the rim twice and goes down through the hole. So a 3-point play there by Trent Kometscher. That's now a 27-25 ball game. Sandy Creek with a 2-point lead. There's a long-range jumper by Hild from 3. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Blue Hill. There's a Rublin coming down near sideline with 45 seconds to play. Rublin cuts toward the hole, gives it up now to a Himmelberg. Out here in 3-point territory. Rublin gets it back over on the wing on the left side. Kometscher has got it now. Here's Shane Kometscher. Goes down in the corner to Trent Kometscher. Brings it up to the elbow, left side of the lane, back down to Rublin. Fakes on the baseline, trying to drive it. Comes back out to Himmelberg. His shot's way off of the mark, no good. Rebound is loose. It comes on the near sideline. Kuda grabs the ball. Long pass down to Florida Grazer. And a traveling violation to be called in Grazer. Anthony Grazer was all alone. That was an easy bucket there. He grabs the ball. He's whistled for the travel. Turnover number 5 on Sandy Creek. So now with 15 seconds to play, Blue Hill comes back the other direction. Rublin has got the ball back in the offensive scoring zone with 10 seconds to play. Rublin working with it, sends it inside. Turnaround jumper by Busboom is up and in. Maverick Busboom scoring there. 2 seconds, 1 second is steal here. Backcourt by Busboom. His shot is no good, and that's the end of the first half of play. We are tied up at halftime in a wild one here tonight in boys high school basketball between Sandy Creek and Blue Hill. Sandy Creek led 15-11 at the end of the first quarter of play. Blue Hill has come back to tie things up here at halftime. It is Blue Hill 27, Sandy Creek 27. Stick around. We got the Allens Halftime Show coming up next. You're listening to high school basketball on The Breeze.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Our love's Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. We're the You Get More Superstore.
Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center wishes the combined forces of the Clay Center and Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches good luck in all sports. Big Daddy's Diner is the home of the Big Daddy Burger, also serving lunch and supper with daily specials and soft serve ice cream. Big Daddy's Diner is open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 7 on Saturday and Sunday. Stop and see Steve, Jeremy, and Donita at Big Daddy's Diner on South Center and Clay Center. Have great seasons, Cougars, from everyone at Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're back here at Sandy Creek High School. Sandy Creek and Blue Hill tied up 27 points apiece there at halftime after the Cougars held a 15-11 advantage at the end of one. It's been up and down here in this first two quarters of play. Both teams getting after it here. Sandy Creek held the early 3-0 lead in this ball game. Blue Hill came back to grab their first lead at 8-7. Seesaw battle. We were tied up at 9, tied up at 11 in the first quarter before Sandy Creek scored the final 4 points to make it a 15-11 ball game after one. Sandy Creek scoring the first 5 points of the second quarter. Going on top by a score of 20-11. That's been the biggest lead by either team there in the first 16 minutes of play. Blue Hill again fights back. They eventually tied the score up at 22 points apiece. Cougars went ahead 25-22. And now we're tied up at halftime. It is 27-27 between Sandy Creek and Blue Hill here tonight in boys high school basketball. You're listening to the Allen's Halftime Show here on The Breeze, brought to you by Allen's of Hastings. You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. As we check the scoring in the first half, Blue Hill being led by Maverick Busboom so far. Busboom has got 4 field goals, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's done a good job here in the first half. He's got 10 points. Garrett Williams was saddled with a couple of personal fouls in the first quarter, played sparingly in the first half. But Garrett Williams is a force as well for Blue Hill. He's got 7 points. He's got 3 field goals. He is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Trent Kometscher has got 5 points. He's got a couple of field goals, and he's 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Mitchell Rubelet has got a field goal for 2. Kyle Manns has got a field goal and 2 points. And Trevor Kometscher, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. I've got Blue Hill with 7 turnovers in this first half of play, and they are 5 out of 7 from the free throw line. Sandy Creek, 8 out of 8 from the line here in the first half. They've got 6 turnovers. They're being led so far by Mitch Heinrichs. He has got 10 points in the game. He's got 3 field goals, and he is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Andrew Kuda has also got 10 points. He's got 4 field goals, and he's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Only 2 other guys have scored for Sandy Creek so far here in the first half. Jared Taylor has got a field goal, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4. Chase Merman got into the ball game in the second quarter, hit a 3-pointer for his only points here in the first half of play. So Sandy Creek and Blue Hill tied up at 27 points apiece here at halftime. You're listening to the Allen's Halftime Show here tonight on The Breeze. We'll be back with more after this.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will with high school basketball here tonight on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5, we're at Sandy Creek. Earlier tonight, the Cougars knocked off Blue Hill in girls high school basketball. The final score of 59-42. Sandy Creek led 19-11 at the end of the first quarter, 32-16 at halftime, 47-24 after three quarters. And again, the Cougars win it by a score of 59-32. Sandy Creek improves to 10 wins and one loss on the season. Blue Hill drops to 11 wins and three losses. Michaela Shaw had 18 points tonight for Sandy Creek in the ballgame. Montana Heinrichs had 12 points. Ashley Harms had 10. Meanwhile, the leading scorers for Blue Hill in the ballgame tonight, they had nobody in double figures. Caitlin Kumke had 7 points, and Mackenzie Willicott had 6. Kelsey Carr had 5 points in the ballgame tonight for Blue Hill. So again, the Bobcats drop to 11 wins and 3 losses on the season. They'll get ready to play Lawrence Nelson coming up next week. Meanwhile, Sandy Creek, they are now 10-1 in the season with that only loss coming to the hands of St. Cecilia back there on the 22nd of December. And the next game coming up for Sandy Creek is going to be on Saturday night where they take on Ferris Central, a team that is currently 3-11 on the season. Sandy Creek has got games left with Ferris Central, also Sutton and Kearney Catholic. Then they'll start the Southern Nebraska Conference Tournament. And they'll wrap up the regular season with ball games against Fillmore Central and Kennesaw. We're just, about 3-4 weeks away from sub-district tournament time in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2 as this high school basketball season is rolling right along. We're at halftime of our boys' game here tonight. It's Sandy Creek 27, Blue Hill 27. We'll get more in 1 minute.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
You're listening to the Allen's Halftime Show here tonight from Sandy Creek, where the Cougars and the Bobcats are tied up at 27 points apiece. Tomorrow night here on The Breeze, we'll have USHL Hockey. The Tri-City Storm will be at home to try to break their 4-game losing streak. The Storm will face the Waterloo Blackhawks tomorrow night. Pre-game show will be at 6:45, the face-off at 7:05. You can catch the action with Skip Berry here on The Breeze. Then on Saturday night, we're going to have Nebraska men's basketball. The Huskers coming off of their win last night over nationally ranked Indiana. We'll try to pull off another upset on Saturday night as they take on the Ohio State Buckeyes, a team that took them apart earlier this year in Columbus, Ohio. So Ohio State will be in town. It'll be a night game on Saturday. Airtime will be at 6 o'clock with Kent Pavelka, 7 o'clock for the tip-off between the Huskers and Ohio State on Saturday night. So hockey tomorrow night, we'll have the Huskers coming up on Saturday here on The Breeze. 27-27 is our score. You've been listening to the Allen's Halftime Show here tonight on The Breeze. Got the second half coming up. Again, the leading scorers in this ballgame, 10 points for Maverick Busboom for the Blue Hill Bobcats, 10 points for Mitch Heinrichs for Sandy Creek, also chipping in with 10 points. Andrew Kuda for the Cougars. So Blue Hill onto the floor. We're ready to go for the second half of play. Matt Schwarzendruber giving his troops the final instructions here for Sandy Creek. 27-27 is the score. Sandy Creek had the lead after one quarter tonight at 15-11. But Blue Hill coming back, outscoring Sandy Creek in that second quarter, 16-12. And now we're tied up at 27 points apiece. Sandy Creek is led by as many as 9 points in the ball game at 20-11, but the Bobcats are not rolling over there. Back into the ball game, we're tied at 27. Blue Hill has got the ball in the offensive zone to start this second half. And here's a shot by Kometscher right in the lane. It's going to be up and in. Trent Kometscher scores right in front of the hole. He's now got 7 points, and Blue Hill has got the lead over Sandy Creek. Now the score is 29-27. Just underway here in the second half, and now the Cougars will shoot to our far basket. That's a Mitch Heinrichs down there on the baseline, and he steps out of bounds. Trying to circle around underneath the basket, he steps on the end line down there, and the Cougars give it away for the seventh time here tonight. And now Blue Hill has got a one-point lead in the basketball. We're 30 seconds into this third quarter from Sandy Creek High School. Here's a Rublin with the ball, moves it over here to a Kometscher. This is Trent Kometscher back outside the ring. Now they work the left side of the floor again to a Rublin as he tries to drive it inside. He can't do it, throws it over here to a Kyle Manns. He moves it down on the baseline on the dribble. Over to Rublin on the left side of the lane. Pulls up at the elbow. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Jared Taylor. Jared Taylor has got the ball for Sandy Creek. Gets it in the hands of Heinrichs. Heinrichs down to Shipley. Back to Heinrichs. Back to Shipley. Back to Heinrichs out here in 3-point territory. Moves it over on the left side to Anthony Grazer. Blue Hill is now in a zone defense to begin this third quarter of play. 29-27. Bobcats have a 2-point lead. Here's Grazer with the ball. Moves it down on the baseline to Andrew Kuda. Back out to Shipley for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound comes down to Andrew Kuda. Kuda's got it down for Sandy Creek. Dribbles to the far sideline. Down to Mitch Heinrichs. Heinrichs, two-handed pass, comes over here to Shipley. Shipley looking at the defense. Not a whole lot of movement in there right now. They work it over to the left side. Now down on the baseline. Here's a long-range jumper put up there. No good by Kuda. And the rebound comes down to Blue Hill, running back the other way. Manns gets it ahead. There's a shot taken, no good by Williams. Tip try, no good. Follow shot up there, good. Jared Williams scoring there. He gets two, three shots in the hole. Williams now with 9 points in the ballgame. It's 31-27. Blue Hill with a 4-point lead. This is their biggest lead of the ballgame. Here's Sandy Creek back with the ball in their offensive zone. Shipley has got it now to Grazer. Bounce pass goes down to the baseline. Andrew Kuda gets it inside now. Jared Taylor, his pass is going to be deflected. Picked up by Rublet. Long pass down to floor, knocked out of bounds. Mitch Heinrichs back there quickly for the Sandy Creek defense. 5 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Blue Hill with a lead, 31-27. They play it in to Williams. His shot no good. Misses from point-blank range. And the rebound comes down to Anthony Grazer. Grazer now for Sandy Creek. Gets it away to Mitch Heinrichs into the forecourt. Now to Grazer here on the near sideline. To Heinrichs again as Blue Hill has got that zone defense hunkered down. There's Kuda at the free throw line down on the baseline to Grazer. Drives, shoots, and scores. Anthony Grazer scores there. A hanger driving in from the right corner toward the goal, and Grazer gets his first field goal of the ballgame, 31-29. Sandy Creek now down by 2 points. Rublin with the ball now for Blue Hill. Entry passes through the fingertips of Williams. Brought down by Kometscher. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound Kometscher. Follow shot, no good. Rebound Williams, and a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to be called in there. It's going to go on Sandy Creek at the 5-10 mark of this third quarter. This foul goes on Andrew Kuda. That's going to be a second. Non-shooting situation. Blue Hill will play things in. Rublin with the ball deep in the corner. Gets away. Brings it up high now. Out in 3 points territory. Entry pass. They get it inside. Here's a shot taken. It's no good by Williams. The ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be, let's see, it's going to be Sandy Creek basketball. Sandy Creek will play things in. Into the ball game will be Chase Merman now for Sandy Creek. Going out is going to be Mitch Heinrichs. 5 minutes and 1 second to play here in the third quarter. Blue Hill is out to a 31-29 advantage. Cougars led by 9 in the first half. Blue Hill had a 4-point lead here in the second half. Grazer has got the ball. Now he loses it, and it's picked up by Kometscher. A turnover on Sandy Creek. Kometscher loses the ball right in front of the Sandy Creek bench. Here's a Rublin with the ball now for Blue Hill. Pass down in the corner to Williams. He throws it cross court out of bounds. So a turnover on the Bobcats. That's their eighth of the ball game. Sandy Creek now with 4 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Comes back with the ball. Brady Shipley walks it across the midcourt stripe here. Blue Hill stays in that, looks like a 1-2-2 zone defense that they're playing here against Sandy Creek tonight. Shipley has got the ball over on the wing to Scott Hill, who's back in the ball game. Down to a Shipley out here between the circles. Shipley looking left. They get it to the free throw line to Pesek. His pass is going to be deflected into the backcourt. It's picked up by Kometscher. He drives toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's no good. Misses the layup. We got a foul call on the rebound. So Sandy Creek again turning the ball away, but Blue Hill cannot take advantage of it. And now they commit the personal foul as they were battling for that rebound. Mitchell Rublin picks up his second personal foul. So Sandy Creek will play things in here in backcourt. Brady Shipley has got the ball for the Cougars. goes over on the wing on the left side to Mitch Heinrichs, who's back into the ball game. To Shipley, entry pass, they get it to Pesek, back out to Shipley. Pass to the wing on the left side is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Blue Hill. Coming back the other way is Rublin, and his passing is going to be deflected out of bounds. And now what do we have? It's going to be a last touch there by Kometscher. They were leading the break back the other way. The ball was kind of tapped around. It goes ricocheting off of the leg of Maverick Busboom out of bounds, and Blue Hill turns it away on the break. So Sandy Creek has got it. 3:52 to play in the third quarter. Fast-moving ball game here tonight. The Cougars are trailing Blue Hill by a score of 31-29. Grazier with the ball. Comes out to Merman. Merman comes across the top to a Mitch Heinrichs. Bounce pass to Merman. His long three is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be last touch there by the Cougars. Blue Hill will come back the other way. You're listening to boys high school basketball action here tonight from the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. Sandy Creek trailing Blue Hill by a score of 31-29. Blue Hill with the ball in their offensive zone. They move it over here to Shane Fama, who's into the ball game. Down to the baseline, a short jumper there by Maverick Busboom. No good. Rebound Williams. This shot is up and in. Garrett Williams, he is a man amongst boys inside there. And that's saying a lot because Sandy Creek's got some big boys in there themselves. But Garrett Williams, a good-looking ball player here for Blue Hill. He's got 11 points in the ball game. There's a shot by Merman off of the baseline, a short jumper. No good. Rebound comes down to Busboom. 33-29. The Blue Hill Bobcats with a lead now with 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Driving his bus boom down on the baseline to Williams. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. Brent Pesek with the board. His pass is deflected. It's loose again. It's picked up by Kometscher. And now we got two players hit the deck, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Brent Pesek of Sandy Creek. That's going to be his second. Team foul number two on the Cougars. 2 minutes and 46 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It is 33-29. The Cougars have the lead. That's going to be the third foul on Brent Pesek. Blue Hill will play things in. Rublin has got it. Dribbles it to the wing on the left side. Picked up over there by Merman of Sandy Creek. Here's a Kometscher with the ball. Entry pass is knocked around again. It's going to be picked up by Heinrichs. A turnover on Blue Hill. That's their 10th of the ball game. Merman comes back down for the Cougars down the left sideline. Pulls up at the top of the arc. Looked at the three-pointer, but passed it up. Comes back out to Mitch Heinrichs out here in three-point territory. Blue Hill still in that zone defense, 33-29. Bobcats have a four-point lead. Here's Andrew Kuda with the ball now. Gives it away. Heinrichs dribbles to the free throw line, puts it up there and scores. Mitch Heinrichs scoring there for Sandy Creek. He's got 12 points in the ball game. 33-31, Blue Hill with a two-point lead. Bobcats have the ball. Rublin has got it now. Back in the offensive scoring zone. Dribbles to the top of the key, gives it up now. Here's a long-range jumper by Kyle Manns. Good three-pointer. Kyle Manns throws up the three ball for Blue Hill. He's got 5 points in the ball game, and the Bobcats now leading by five. It's 36-31. 1:46 to play here in this third quarter from Sandy Creek tonight. Here's a Mitch Heinrichs to the ball. They get it to Jared Taylor, playing beyond the three-point circle. Now to Shipley. Now to Mitch Heinrichs again. Moves to the left side of the lane. 12-footer is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Williams again for Blue Hill. Outlet pass goes to Rublin. 90 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Bobcats have a 5-point lead, 36-31. Here's a Maverick Busboom. Comes out in 3-point territory now to Rublin as he holds the ball against Chase Merman. Rublin now on the dribble here. As he works it over to the left side, that's going to be Kyle Manns. Drops it down low to Busboom. Entry pass right underneath the basket. A shot by Kometscher, no good. Tip tribe, no good. Ball is loose. It comes out here in the 3-point territory. The scramble is on, and we finally got a jump ball called down there. As a 3-4 players hit the deck, and finally a jump ball is called. Arrow is pointing in favor of Sandy Creek, so the Cougars will get it. Blue Hill is trying to call the timeout there. They thought they had possession of the ball. And the referees say no, it's a jump ball called, and Sandy Creek will get it on the alternating jump. So a turnover officially on Blue Hill. That's their 11th of the ball game. 1 minute to play here in the third quarter, 36-31. Blue Hill has come from a first-half deficit. Now they've got the lead by 5 points. Driving for the hole, a shot by Mitch Heinrichs is going to be no good. Ball is loose underneath the hole and is picked up here by Manns of Blue Hill. He gets it into the forward court now to Kometscher. Kometscher comes over here to Trevor Kometscher. Comes out on top. That's Kyle Manns with the ball. Moves it over on the wing on the left side to Rublin. And now contact made over there and a foul is called. A foul here is going to go on Sandy Creek at the 35-second mark of this third quarter. It goes on Grazier. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on Sandy Creek. Inbounds pass comes over there to a Rublin, and again he's going to be fouled into play. And again, it's going to be Grazier. Rublin is way too quick for Anthony Grazier over there on the left side of the lane. A couple of two fouls on Anthony Grazier. Now he's going to come out of the ball game, and Brendan Lepofsky is going to come in there, try to match up over there. Gomez is going to throw the ball out here in three-point territory to Williams. He moves it over to Manns on the wing, now to Rublin. He'll be picked up now by Mitch Heinrichs. That's a better matchup for the Cougars there, as Rublin is going to dribble the ball out here in three-point territory. Now we got a foul again. That's going to go on Mitch Heinrichs. So Rublin has been out here matched up with Sandy Creek, and he's gotten to commit three personal fouls on this possession. Sandy Creek now with five team fouls in the second half of play. And again, Blue Hill will play things in. Down here on the baseline, driving for the hole, it's Kometcher. He loses control of the ball, and another foul is going to be called. Kometcher driving for the hole there, and a foul is going to be called on the Sandy Creek. It's going to go on Kuda. That's going to be his third. Andrew Kuda now with three fouls. That's going to be team foul number six in the Cougars. So the next foul for Sandy Creek is going to send Blue Hill to the free throw line. We're down to 16 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's a 36-31 ball game. Blue Hill has got the lead. Here comes Himmelberg back into the ball game now for Blue Hill, replacing Kyle Manns. So Charles Himmelberg comes back in there. Blue Hill will play things in. That's Maverick Busboom. Gets it in right underneath the basket to Kometcher, and the shot is up and in. Trevor Kometcher scoring there for Blue Hill. And the Bobcats have their biggest lead of the ball game now at 38-31. Sandy Creek had a 9-point lead in the first half. There's a bounce pass to Jared Taylor, and the shot is up and in. Jared Taylor scores, and that's going to be the end of quarter number three. Three quarters in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. A wild one here tonight at Sandy Creek. The score is Blue Hill 38, Sandy Creek 33.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seeds sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Henrichs Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Hi, I'm Mia Hamm. As an athlete, I know injuries happen quickly, so I've teamed up with the American Association of Orthodontists to ask athletes to play it safe. Wear mouth guards, face masks, and helmets to prevent injuries. Visit braces.org.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Sandy Creek as we hit to the fourth quarter. 38-33 is the score. Sandy Creek is trailing by 5 points. Blue Hill has got the ball to begin this fourth quarter of play. This is going to be Kometcher trying to drive inside. He gives it up now to a Trevor Kometcher. Out here in three-point territory to Maverick Busboom. Down to a Rublin out here between the circles. Picked up by Heinrichs. That's a Rublin driving right side of the lane. Gives it up now. Jump pass to Maverick Busboom. Back to Rublin again on the baseline. Drives contact made. No foul. Rublin gets away. Throws up a shot. It's going to be off the front iron. No good. Long rebound comes out here. It's going to be picked up in backcourt by Busboom of Blue Hill. 38-33. The score. It's a five-point lead for the Bobcats. Sandy Creek's still in that man-to-man defense, a trademark for the Cougars down here. This is going to be Trent Kometcher with the ball. Kometcher comes across the top to Rublin. It's a five-point lead for the Bobcats. Rublin getting away from Mitch Heinrichs. Over here to Kyle Manns. Now underneath, a shot up there by Kometcher is up and in. Nice pass by Manns as they get it down just to the right of the basket to Trent Kometcher, and he scores. Kometcher now with 9 points in the ball game. It's 40-33. There's a shot up and in by Andrew Kuda. Andrew Kuda now with 12 points in the ball game, and the Cougars come right back, 40-35 now. Blue Hill has got the lead. Mitchell Rublin has got the ball down the right sideline for Blue Hill, brings it back to the center of the floor, gets it into the offensive zone now against the Cougars. Comes over here to Manns. Kyle Manns holds it. Down to a Maverick Busboom. There's a pass going to be deflected away from Kometcher. The ball is loose. Kometcher grabs the ball in the lane, goes into the paint. Now his shot is up there and in. It wasn't pretty, but Trent Kometcher grabs a loose ball and scores. He's now got 11 points in the ball game. 42-35. Sandy Creek down by 7. Cougars have the ball. Mitch Heinrichs at the elbow, right side. Comes out on top with a basketball there. It's going to be Akuda, takes it into the paint. Can't go up the shot, goes out to Heinrichs. Now on the baseline, that's going to be Shipley with the ball as it tipped out of his hands, out of bounds. And we're going to have a personal foul down underneath the basket as the ball is being tipped out of bounds. That's only going to be the second personal foul, though, on Blue Hill here in the second half. It's going to go on Bus Boom. That's going to be his first. So Sandy Creek has got 16 fouls here in the second half. Blue Hill has got two. Bobcats have a 42-35 advantage. Here's Anthony Grazier with the ball. Moves it down on the baseline. Now driving is going to be Heinrichs toward the goal. His shot no good, and he's going to be hacked on the arm. There's the third team foul now on the Bobcats. And it's going to go on Trevor Kohlmetscher. That's going to be his third. So Mitch Heinrichs goes back to the free throw line now for Sandy Creek. He's got 12 points in the ballgame. He had 10 of those in the first half. As Heinrichs will lie, the bucket, his shot is up there, and the shot no good. He will get one more. 42-35. The Blue Hill Bobcats with the lead, looking for their eighth win of the 2011-2012 season here tonight. Next shot is up there. It's good. Heinrichs hits one out of two. It's now a 42-36 ball game. We are tied up at 27 at halftime. Here's Blue Hill with the ball. That's going to be Shane Fehman. Loses at the top of the key. Gets it under control. Now gives it away to a Garrett Williams, who's back in there. Now a double dribble violation. Williams being hounded out there by Jared Taylor, and a double dribble violation is called on Williams. That's turnover number 12 on Blue Hill. 42-36 is the score with 5:40 to play. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Also online at KLIQFM.com.
If you're interested in the best renewable energy system for your home, the GeoXL...
Taking it up and in. Mitch Heinrichs scoring there for Sandy Creek. He's now got 15 points in the ballgame. It's 42-38. Blue Hill with a four-point lead. Rublet has got the ball now for Blue Hill. Approaches the midcourt stripe. Now it's tapped away. It's in backcourt, and Heinrichs steals the ball away. Heinrichs has got the ball for Sandy Creek. He tries, shoots, and scores, and he's fouled into play. Mitch Heinrichs just stole the ball away from Mitchell Rublet at the 10-second line, goes the distance and scores, and he's fouled into play by Mitchell Rublet. Nice play there by Mitch, and he's now got 17 points in the ballgame for Sandy Creek, and all of a sudden it's a 42-40 ballgame. A big turnover there by Mitchell Rublet at the free throw line. That's 13 turnovers now on the Bobcats. Heinrichs at the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Williams for Blue Hill. 42-40 is the score. It's a two-point lead for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Here's a Manns with the ball. Kyle Manns on the deep wing, right side, to get it to a Williams in the lane. Throws it over there. Kohlmetscher on the baseline, left side. Kohlmetscher brings it up high. Comes out to Manns now, top of the key, down on the baseline to Garrett Williams. Williams works over here against Jared Taylor. Entry pass to get it inside to Bus Boom. Goes up for the shot. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Jared Taylor. Taylor has got it now for Sandy Creek. The Cougars can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. It is 42-40. Sandy Creek trailing by 2 points. Chase Merman with the ball. Free throw line extended left side behind the screen from Jared Taylor. Can't put up a shot to get it down to Taylor. His shot's up there. It's going to be blocked down. Nice block down there by Garrett, by Bus Boom. That was Bus Boom down there. He gets the block on the shot by Jared Taylor. And Blue Hill has got the ball back the other way. Kyle Manns now in three-point territory down here in the corner. That's going to be Bus Boom. Now we got a timeout called here. Joe Hubble, the head man for Blue Hill, calls the timeout. We got 4 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Blue Hill 42, Sandy Creek 40.
If you're interested in the best renewable energy system for your home, the GeoXL geothermal system is right for you. GeoXL is the highest quality and most efficient choice for your home's heating and cooling needs, and you can receive a federal tax credit of 30% on a new GeoXL geothermal system, a full 30% tax credit on the entire system. This is a limited time offer. Start saving up to 70% on your home's heating and cooling costs today by calling Cooney Refrigeration, Air Conditioning, and Heating in Clay Center. Good luck, Sandy Creek and area athletes. Athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We will have more high school basketball action coming your way tomorrow night on our network of stations at Plant River Radio. On 1230 KHAS, we'll have Hastings St. Cecilia taking on David City Aquinas. The action there will get underway tomorrow afternoon at 5:45. on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR. Tomorrow night, you'll get Pleasanton and Elm Creek. And tomorrow night on 1550 KICS, you will get Grand Island Northwest playing at Hastings High. And on ESPN 1460 KXPN, you will get Lincoln Southeast and Kearney. So a lot of high school basketball coming your way tomorrow night on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. 42-40 is the score. We're in the fourth quarter of play, halfway through. 4 minutes to go. Blue Hill has got the ball. Here's a bus boom now. Bus boom comes to a Rublet out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Merman. Rublet gets away. His pass deflected, but it's picked up on the baseline by Williams. Goes back to the left wing. Here's a shot by Manns. Good three-pointer. Kyle Manns throws up a three-pointer from the left wing. He's now got 8 points in the ball game, and it's a 45-40 ball game. Blue Hill has got the lead. Mitch Heinrichs with the ball now to Merman for Sandy Creek. Brings it back to Heinrichs in the corner around his screen. Now we got a foul called away from all the action. Personal foul away from all the action here. It's going to go on Blue Hill. It's going to go on Trent Kometscher. That's going to be his second. So Trent Kometscher on a hold down there. That's only the fifth team foul, though, on Blue Hill. So this is going to be a non-shooting situation. It's going to be Sandy Creek inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 45-40. Here's a shot from deep in the left corner by Merman. It's going to be no good. Ball being swatted around is picked up here by Shipley. Shipley has got it for Sandy Creek, and a traveling violation is called on Brady Shipley down there in the corner. So the Cougars give her back here with 3 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. 45-40, Blue Hill has got the lead. Now Sandy Creek attacking in backcourt. Here's a pass deflected, it's loose. It's picked up by Sandy Creek to get it inside, and the shot is up and in. Chase Merman. Merman scoring there. Brett Peschick tips the ball away and finally feeds to Merman inside. Here's another steal. Shipley has got the ball, drives for the hole, and shot good. Two straight turnovers there on Blue Hill, and all of a sudden, we got a one-point ball game. Sandy Creek applying that full-court pressure back there. Two quick turnovers. Sandy Creek getting a couple of quick baskets, and the Cougars back to within 1 point. We got a timeout, 3 minutes and 7 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It is now Blue Hill 45, Sandy Creek 44.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, 45-44 is the score. Blue Hill comes back with the ball, nearly traveled with it. Here's a pass in the lane. It's going to be deflected back out of bounds here by Peschick. 2 minutes and 57 seconds to play in regulation. It's 45-44. Blue Hill has got a one-point lead over Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek, four straight points there as they stole the ball away. Here's a pass out on top. We're going to have a personal foul called. It's going to go on Chase Merman. That's going to be his third. Merman commits the personal foul. It's going to be the seventh team foul now on Sandy Creek. So this is going to be a bonus time here for Blue Hill. Going to the line will be Maverick Busboom. Busboom has got 10 points in the ball game, all in the first half. Shot is up there. It's good. Busboom will have one more. He's a 57% foul shooter in the season. Blue Hill has now got a two-point lead. 46-44 with 2:56 to play in the fourth quarter. Next shot is up there. It's good. 47-44. Blue Hill with a lead. There's a Chase Merman back now for Sandy Creek. Goes over in the far sideline. That's Heinrichs with the ball. Heinrichs comes to Peschick. Peschick now to Shipley. Free throw line extended right side. Back to Merman for three. Shot is up there. He buries it. Chase Merman nails a three-pointer there for Sandy Creek, and we are tied up at 47 points apiece. 2:35 to play. A big three-pointer by Chase Merman. We're tied up at 47. Here comes Blue Hill back with the ball. That's Rublet. Brings it into the offensive scoring zone for the Bobcats. Picked up out there now by Mitch Heinrichs as Sandy Creek is in their man-to-man defense. Rublet with the ball down the right sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Hands it away now to a Maverick Busboom. To Rublet over here on the near side. Gets away from Heinrichs. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. Wings are back out here. The man's down on the baseline. That's Busboom. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. Andrew Kuda has got the ball for the Cougars. Gets it away now to Shipley. 2 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. We're tied up at 47 points apiece. Boys High School basketball action here tonight on the Breeze. Mitch Heinrichs with the ball on the wing on the right side. Reverses it, gets it to Pesek. Pesek out in three-point territory to Shipley. Brings it back to Heinrichs down in the corner. They get it to Kuda. Lobs it inside. Now back out of the wing to a Mitch Heinrichs. The ball tipped loose. The scramble is on. We got a jump ball called out here at the 10-second line. Shipley is tied up on the play there. Great defensive play by Trent Kometscher of Blue Hill. But the arrow is pointing in favor of Sandy Creek, so the Cougars maintain control. A minute and 37 seconds to play. Into the ball game. Now comes Jared Taylor for Sandy Creek, and coming out will be Pesek. 1:37 to play. We're tied at 47 points apiece. With the ball is going to be Mitch Heinrichs now for Sandy Creek over here on the wing. That's Chase Berman with it now to Kuda over on the left wing. Shipley out to Jared Taylor. Down the wing, Mitch Heinrichs has got it. They feed it inside. That's going to be Andrew Kuda. He gives it away again to Shipley. Now the wing to Heinrichs. Long pass down low to Taylor. He's shot up and in. Jared Taylor all alone on a short baseline left side. A little five-footer right there as Jared Taylor cans the short jumper. It's 49-46 now with a minute and 6 seconds to play. Sandy Creek has got a two-point lead. Ball is knocked loose again. The scramble is on. Sandy Creek comes down with it in a traveling violation. Shipley rolling on the hardwood here as he stole that ball away from Trent Kometscher here on the near sideline, and Sandy Creek has whistled for the traveling violation. So Blue Hill is going to have it now with 59 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. 49-47. Sandy Creek with a two-point lead. Blue Hill driving. Kometscher, nice pass underneath. The shot is up and in. Maverick Busboom scores on the assist from Trent Kometscher. And now we are tied up at 49 points apiece, and Matt Swartz and Druber wants to call a timeout. The head coach for Sandy Creek wants to call a timeout here. 46 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Sandy Creek 49, Blue Hill 49.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and Agrex Incorporated is ready to assist. Agrex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of Agrex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. Agrex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. Agrex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight here on The Breeze. This baby is going to the wire. 46 seconds to play. It is Blue Hill 49, Sandy Creek 49. Cougars led 15-11 at the end of the first quarter. We were tied up at 27 at halftime. Blue Hill went ahead 38-33 after three. And now it's Sandy Creek fighting back here, and they use their defense. They use their defense to create a little offense here in the fourth quarter, scoring two quick buckets off of the full-court pressure. And now we're tied up at 49 points apiece, and Sandy Creek has got the ball. Sandy Creek is now just going to dribble the ball out here near the 10-second line and going to watch the time tick down. We'll see if Matt Schwarzendruber calls another timeout down here. They're trying to set up a game-winning shot. We're down to 30 seconds to play. Blue Hill consent. They're sitting in the zone defense. Dribbling with the ball is Heinrichs out here just past the 10-second line. Mitch now looked like he wanted to start. Now he's going to dribble with the ball a little bit. We're down to 20 seconds to play. Heinrichs dribbling with it with 49 seconds to play. That's Schwarzendruber looking on right in front of the Cougar bench. We're down to 10 seconds to play. It's a Mitch Heinrichs out here in three-point territory, and now we got a timeout. Matt Schwarzendruber calls the timeout now with 8 seconds to play, so Sandy Creek is going to go for a potential game-winning shot here. They'll try to draw something up here on the near sideline. We've got a timeout, 8 seconds to play in the ball game. It is Blue Hill 49, Sandy Creek 49.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
As an athlete, I know injuries happen quickly, so I've teamed up with the American Association of Orthodontists to ask athletes to play it safe. Wear mouth guards, face masks, and helmets to prevent injuries. Visit braces.org.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, 8 seconds to play. Blue Hill has actually got a foul to waste here. They've got five on the board. Sandy Creek has got seven. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Blue Hill in the event of a jump ball. Sandy Creek plays it in right in front of the scorer's table. We're tied up at 49 points apiece. Here's Mitch Heinrichs with the ball. Moves to the left side of the lane. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Heinrichs for three. A shot in and out. And bam! A three-pointer by Mitch Heinrichs, and Sandy Creek wins. That baby wanted to pop out of there, but Mitch Heinrichs just moves it left side of the lane, throws up a three-pointer, and right down the hole. It bobbled around up there on the top of the cylinder and finally drops down through the hole, and Sandy Creek wins the basketball game tonight by a score of 52-49. Mitch Heinrichs throws up a three-pointer to win it for Sandy Creek in a great basketball game here tonight. Unbelievable as Heinrichs just stood out there in three-point territory, moved to his left, fires up the shot. It bobbled around up there on the top of the cylinder and finally drops down through the hole, and Sandy Creek beats Blue Hill tonight in boys high school basketball at a whale of a ball game. Sandy Creek 52 and the Blue Hill Bobcats 49. Stick around. We've got the post-game show coming up next. You're listening to high school basketball.
You can make your farm or ranch land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar and Hastings. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Ingersoll dresser pumps, Hastings irrigation pipe, and supplies and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling, quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes. 402-224-4615 or 463-6258.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center wishes the combined forces of the Clay Center and Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches good luck in all sports. Big Daddy's Diner is the home of the Big Daddy Burger, also serving lunch and supper with daily specials and soft serve ice cream. Big Daddy's Diner is open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 7 on Saturday and Sunday. Stop and see Steve, Jeremy, and Donita at Big Daddy's Diner on South Center and Clay Center. Have great seasons, Cougars, from everyone at Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Mike Bell back here at Sandy Creek High School. It's time for the Vaughn's Printers postgame show here tonight, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, your full-service printer at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. The Sandy Creek Cougars getting a three-point field goal from Mitch Heinrichs at the buzzer, and Sandy Creek knocks off the Blue Hill Bobcats tonight. Final score of 52-49. Sandy Creek had possession of the basketball with 46 seconds to play. Matt Schwarzendruber, the head coach for the Cougars, he likes to just wind the clock down for a potential game-winning shot. He took it all the way down from 46 down to 8 seconds. Calls the second timeout. The inbound of the ball to Mitch Heinrichs. Blue Hill did not put any pressure on him whatsoever out here in the three-point territory. Mitch just calmly worked the ball to the left side of the lane and threw up a three-pointer at the buzzer. It bobbles around up there on the top of the cylinder and finally drops down through the hole, and Sandy Creek wins it tonight by the score of 52-49. We'll check the scoring for you here in the contest. It was Mitch Heinrichs leading the way for Sandy Creek. He finishes with 20 points, including the game winner here tonight. Andrew Kuda also in double figures. He had 12. Jared Taylor had 8 points. Chase Merman had 8 points. The only two guys that scored for Sandy Creek was Brady Shipley. He had two. And Anthony Grazier had 2 points in the ball game tonight for the Cougars. So Mitch Heinrichs scores the 20. Andrew Kuda had 12 points. Sandy Creek with 52 points on the board here tonight. And they win it by the score of 52-49 over the Blue Hill Bobcats here this evening. Blue Hill was led tonight by Maverick Busboom as he finished with 14 points in the ball game. Garrett Williams had 11 points. Trent Kometcher had 11 points. Kyle Manns, he had 8 points in the ball game. Trevor Kometcher had 3. And Mitchell Rubelade, he had 2 points in the ball game here tonight for Blue Hill. So 52-49, the final score here tonight, with Blue Hill dropping a heartbreaker to the Sandy Creek Cougars. We'll take our timeout and come back. You're listening to high school basketball.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Right back here at Sandy Creek High School. Again, the Cougars winning this ball game tonight on a last-second shot at the buzzer by Mitch Heinrichs, a three-pointer, and Sandy Creek wins it tonight by a score of 52-49 over Blue Hill. So Sandy Creek improves to 8 wins and 4 losses on the season. And Blue Hill will drop to 7 wins and 6 losses after this one here tonight. Sandy Creek had the lead after the first quarter. It was 15-11. Blue Hill came back and got it tied up again at halftime. It was 27-27. Blue Hill then went ahead in the third quarter. In fact, had a 7-point lead at one point, 38-31. Sandy Creek getting the final field goal of the third quarter to make it a 38-33 ball game. And in a wild and woolly fourth quarter of play, it got down to 46 seconds to go, and we were tied up at 49 points apiece. It was pretty obvious that Sandy Creek was going to go for the game-winning shot there. They got it down to 8 seconds, called the timeout, and they play it into Heinrichs, who throws up the three-pointer at the buzzer, and Sandy Creek wins it tonight by a score of 52-49 over the Blue Hill Bobcats here tonight. Coming up tomorrow night here on the Breeze, we've got USHL hockey as the Waterloo Blackhawks will be in town to take on the Tri-City Storm. Storm trying to break a 4-game losing streak. Skip Berry on the air with the pregame show at 6:45 tomorrow night, 7:05 for the faceoff at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. We've got high school basketball all over the place tomorrow on our network of stations. On 1230 KHIS, we'll have Hastings St. Cecilia and David City Aquinas. Airtime will be at 5:45 tomorrow night, with the girls' game going at 6 and the boys' going at 7:30. Tomorrow night on ESPN 1550 KICS, you will get Grand Island Northwest and Hastings High. That's another twin bill there with a pregame show at 5:45, girls' game at 6 and the boys' going at 7:45. On ESPN 1460 KXPN, you will get Lincoln Southeast and Kearney High tomorrow night beginning at 5:55. And on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR, you will get Pleasanton and Elm Creek. That'll be a 6:25 start with the girls' game going at 6:30 and the boys' going at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. So again, Hastings St. Cecilia going to be in action tomorrow night. Hastings High in action. We'll have those games on ESPN 1550 KICS and also on KHIS tomorrow night. Pleasanton Elm Creek on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR, and Lincoln Southeast Kearney High will be on ESPN 1460 KXPN. In addition to hockey tomorrow night here on the Breeze, on Saturday we're going to have the Nebraska basketball team, the Huskers, picking up a win last night over nationally ranked Indiana. It'll be Ohio State next up for the Huskers. That'll be on Saturday night at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. The tip-off for that ball game will be at 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 6 o'clock with a pregame show on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We're hoping to talk with Matt Schwarzendruber, the head man at Sandy Creek, but coach tied up down the way there, so that'll wrap up coverage here tonight. Here from Sandy Creek, or will he come this way? We'll hold it here for just a second. Again, Sandy Creek wins it by a score of 52-49. Over the Blue Hill Bobcats here tonight. Sandy Creek is now 8-4 on the season. Blue Hill drops to 7 wins and 6 losses after this one here tonight. So that'll wrap things up from Sandy Creek here tonight. Again, the final score was Sandy Creek 52 and Blue Hill 49. For the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Fairfield.